Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Ada Marie Show, where she will provide answers to your life questions. During this hour, Ada Marie will talk about a favorite topic suggested by a caller of the day, then take your questions. Place all fears aside and know that there is a solution to every problem. She will lead you to the discovery that your life is meant to be about joy. Ada Marie is a revolutionary seer, conscious medium, healer, life coach, and counselor. Growing up on a farm in the eastern Montana prairie, Ada Marie was taught herbal medicine and mentored an intuitive sight by conscious mediums, her grandmothers. This knowledge had been handed down through generations. Being a seer and survivor, she trains and guides you on a path of physical and emotional regeneration, which is invaluable to understanding the individual steps necessary to achieve vitality and a life filled with inner calm and peace. She has a rare gift of hands-on healing and communicating universal knowledge, and her mission is to pass this knowledge on to others. So let me welcome Ada Marie.
Well, thank you, and how are you today?
I'm doing great. How about you?
Wonderful. Absolutely wonderful. Couldn't be a nicer day.
Isn't that wonderful? We've got the same thing going on here in upstate New York.
That's wonderful.
Yep. It always helps the spirits. And, you know, the way I look at it is we can use all the help we can get.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I second the motion.
Right. Well, we have two callers on the line so far.
Okay.
And our first caller is Karen, and she suggested the topic for the day as coincidences. So what shall we say about coincidences?
Well, I have to think about that because it's interesting that somebody would even think that being a topic. A coincidence could be most anything in any situation. It could happen among total strangers or friends. You know, it could happen anywhere. So I don't know exactly where we should take it.
Well, I mean, spiritually, everything happens for a reason. So from that standpoint, there are no coincidences.
That's true.
Just things that seem like coincidences.
They appear that way.
I mean, we've talked before about being in a place where things happen in synchrony, like when you think of somebody and they call you on the telephone.
Right, right.
Yeah.
Or like yesterday, I hadn't thought for years about anything from back home. And and I was doing dishes, and I thought of a friend that I did dishes with often. And you know what happened?
She called.
She drove in.
Oh, she drove in. That's even better.
I thank goodness I recognized her because she had changed quite a bit. She'd gotten quite a bit heavier. But I saw her husband, and then I knew who she was.
Oh, that's amazing.
That just is amazing. Anyway, so they're here for a couple of days. They're downtown now, looking around, but they were going to go out to whatever that thing is, where people ride on that thing. Anyway, that's where they are today because they didn't want to be here when I was doing a show. She said, "Yeah, I know you. You'll have me on the air." I said, "Not if you don't want to be." But they went out to do the rope thing where you get on that rope and ride.
Oh, I don't know what that is. Well, that certainly is what somebody might call a coincidence.
I guess it is a coincidence, but I hadn't thought about her for a long time.
Then there's a situation where, you know, just using your intuition, you avoid situations that might have happened to you if you weren't listening to your inner voice.
Right, and that's very important, I think. I think it's very important to pay attention to what that voice has to say, because not only does it save you a lot of trouble, it's a way to make you feel confident about yourself and know that you're okay.
Well, it can protect you, can it?
It definitely protects you, definitely. and then you feel okay. I mean, it's like, okay, that's fine. I always feel that whenever something happens, like what happened yesterday, when these people came, and I had some meditations three months ago or so, that was going to happen, that somebody was coming. But, you know, you get that and you think, okay, but nobody came, so I just kind of let it go. And then here they finally came 3 or 4 months later.
Yeah.
So.
Well, you
know,
had some advance warning, didn't you?
I did, but I didn't pay much attention to it.
Yeah, yeah. And you had no idea when you thought of her yesterday that she'd show up.
No, I didn't. I had no idea. She had not called me. I hadn't talked to her in about 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
And the way she found me was she came into town and she went to the, the thrift store. There's a thrift store at the beginning of town.
Uh-huh.
And she said, we're here from Montana and we're looking for a lady by the name of Marie. And she used to have red hair, but I don't know what she looks like now. And the man says, oh, no, I know who she is, and I know where she is.
Oh, well, that's
she said, she's the only redhead in town.
Okay. Just to let area code 404 know, you're the third caller of the day, and we will get to you. We're talking about the topic of coincidences, and then we'll take calls. What else would you like to say about coincidences?
Well, that you're not expecting them.
Mm.
You're really not expect. You may have a hunch about it, but you're really not expecting anything. So it's a real eye opener or surprise.
Yes. Oh, that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
I can see that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well,
so.
I don't know what else to say. Do you?
No, I don't. I mean, that's just what happens, you know.
Yeah. I know Karen ran a certain scenario by me, and maybe she can do that again by you. And, of course, she'll have a question to ask of you. But why don't we go to the phone lines now?
Okay.
And see if more inspiration strikes. So Karen is first, and Karen, you're live.
Hello there. Hi there.
Hi.
I do want to say one thing. You had told me, I had asked you about if I should go back to an old company that I worked with. It was an old staffing agency that was going to send me back to an old company. And you told me you'll only last about 3 weeks there, and you were right to the money. And on that third week, I had to leave. It was so bad. And you were right on the money. Oh, man, I ran out of there so fast. I mean, just got out of there. And
good for you.
At least you paid attention to what he said.
Oh yeah,
that's a good thing.
Yes, and the boss was trying to bully me, and I just said I'm not going to put up with this, and I just left. I don't even care if I, you know, I don't have a job. I'm leaving, and because he was getting bad, and I said I'm out of here. And I just want to know if you see another job coming up, because I'm applying everywhere.
There is a job coming, and it'll be more like the end of the month or the beginning of next month. But it'll be a friendly job. It'll be a friendly job. It'll be one, or at least that's what I'm feeling. It'll be a friendly job. The people that you communicate with or work with, it'll be very friendly. I could be wrong, but what do you think? What do you think?
That could be true, because I applied with the company I used to work with and then some other companies that are at trade shows talking to people.
Yeah. That's a good job. I used to work with trade shows. I liked it.
Yes. This is the month, you know, the summer months. There's always those type of shows. So I'm hoping I can catch a couple of those and then maybe get called for another assignment. But do you see me going to the companies I used to work for, or I'm going to be working with new agencies?
It looks like you'll go back there, and I don't know how long you'll stay, but you'll be in control of something, and it'll be a lot of work.
Okay.
They're asking you to take charge of something. Do you see that?
What kind of work do you do, Karen?
Administrative. But I have been a manager before.
Mm-hmm. So that's not out of the realm of possibility then?
Oh, no, not at all.
It doesn't look like it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you see her finding new employment the end of the month or beginning of next month, Ada Marie?
Right in that week, you know, that 7 days in there.
Well, that's coming fast.
I know it's coming fast, but even though she doesn't know it, she's ready.
Yes.
You're really ready, even though you, you are. It'll be good. You'll be happy.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, as long as I'm happy. I mean, I'm willing to work, but, you know, not willing to put up with too much, you know, nonsense. You know, just keep going, I guess. Yeah. And do you see my old company paying me? Do you think they'll pay me and just get rid of me?
Do they owe you money?
Yes. Yes, they owe me 3 days.
Yes, they'll pay you.
Oh, okay. Okay.
It goes through a... I don't know how they manage to send their checks, but the check will come at the end of the month. I know that.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
How long has it been since you were there?
Last week.
Oh, last week, yeah.
Yeah, so I should get paid by Friday.
Yeah.
Yeah, probably by Friday they should pay me by this week.
Yeah.
At the latest next week, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, I'll let you know. I'll call you back and let you guys know. Thank you.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, please do
Thank
that,
you.
Karen.
Mm-hmm.
Best wishes to you.
Good
you too.
Luck.
Thank you, guys. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Okay.
All right. Maureen is next. And Maureen, you are live.
Thank you so much for taking my call. And it was wonderful to hear your synchronicity story about your friend who came into the driveway after 10 years. That's pretty fun last night. So thank you for sharing.
It was a real surprise.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, there are synchronicities in our lifetime. Well, I have a quick question for you. I don't know how quick, but I have a beautiful daughter, and she's in a career, and it's, you know, she's doing okay in the career, but she's just not a happy camper. And she knows, she thinks there's another door opening here, but she just doesn't know where to, you know, kind of where to look or how to make that happen. So any insights on that would be terrific.
Well, again, I will say, as I've said to many of you, if you're wanting to move, sit down with a pencil and paper and write where you want to go, how much you want to make, the kind of people you want to work with, and what kind of hours you want to work. Write it out. The universe will take it and take it and count of it and find it for you.
So that's something her daughter can do.
Yes, her daughter can
do
that.
Yeah, although she struggled with that because she doesn't really know what she should do. Like, she's in a particular career and it's challenging, and she just doesn't know how to change that.
Well, tell her to sleep on it. Write down some careers and see which one comes up the happiest for her.
Yeah, I can do that.
Yeah.
Any insights on timing? Do you think she may have a door that'll open in a certain timing?
Right.
She's wondering if you can come up with a time frame for her daughter.
2 weeks. Wow, that came.
Whoa.
That would be after she does her. After she does her homework, right?
Right. After she does her homework. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
God, that flew out of my mouth before I could think to say it.
So you think an opportunity may fly into her in 2 weeks?
Well, she must do her homework, and the opportunity will appear. Yeah.
Okay. I'll share that with her.
So it really came fast, and I don't always get answers that fast. When I do, they're usually right on.
Very good.
Does your daughter work this time of the day, Maureen?
Yes.
Okay. No, I just wondered if it would be practical for her to call in sometime. But we're on the same time every week. We're on between 5 and 6 p.m. Eastern time. And for some people, they're working then, especially if they're on a different time. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's why I wanted to share that with you and appreciate your insights.
She could always call Ada Marie herself if she wanted to do that.
She can.
That's lovely. Thank you
that
so much for that opportunity.
Do you have the number?
No, could I have
that
number?
We can put it out.
Yeah.
Let me give out Ada Marie's phone number because she will give the first 15 minutes of a session for free. And she's on West Coast time. And she will take calls between the hours of 7 a.m. and 7 p.m. West Coast time. And her phone number is area code 520-896-9510. That's 520-896-9510. And you can also find her on the World Wide Web at thegoldenoracle.com. Oracle is spelled O-R-A-C-L-E, thegoldenoracle.com, and you can get more information on her there. So, Maureen, best wishes to your daughter. Do you have a question for yourself?
You know, I do have a quick question. I'm working on a project. I've written two books, and they've both been published by a publisher. But I'm now working on a docudrama from one of the stories in the second book, and it's just starting to go out now into some hands, and I wanted to know any insights about that. Do you think that's a go? Do you think
it's
I'm crazy to take this risk?
It's a go.
It's a go-go, okay.
Yeah, it's a go-go, and you will be really well rewarded, very well rewarded, I tell you.
Really?
Yes.
Because I'm telling someone else's story, and in my heart, I want to make sure that that person is taken care of more than anyone if this thing would go anywhere, you know. It's a very special story.
I think you're doing right, and I don't think it'll be a problem. You can do both.
Wow. Does it look like I'm going to have
it's
to...
It's a lot of work, but you can do it. You're no stranger to work.
You know all about it. I got my series with me all the time. It's one to know one.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
So, do you think I need to get an agent for that?
I
have friends who are passing it around.
I would get an agent, and I would check out a whole bunch of them before you pick one.
Yeah, because it's almost impossible for me to get an agent the way I am unsolicited, but I do have contacts in the industry and they've been willing to take a look at it now and possibly pass it around.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, it's
yeah, very lucky. Blessed, yeah.
Well, if you have contacts, then I don't see why she would need an agent. Do you, Ada Marie?
No, if you have contacts, you're probably better off with the contacts than an agent.
Okay. It's just that I don't
use
know
your
if the contacts are going to, you know, really step up.
Well, that can be your first effort. And then if that doesn't work, she could get an agent.
Yeah, try that first. And I'm sure it'll work because people like you and they like your work.
Oh, good.
So they'll feel real good about doing something to help you.
Wow, that's great. I appreciate that insight.
Right.
I'm just wondering if it's going to take a completely different direction. You know how you think it's one way and then it's taken it out of your hands and it like goes another way?
That sometimes happens, but it's for your best interest.
Oh, okay. That's good to know.
Okay.
Thank you, huh? Thank you so much. You have a great weekend with your friends.
You're welcome. Yes.
Thank you, Dave, for hosting this service show.
Oh, my pleasure, Maureen. Thank you for calling in. Wish your daughter the best.
Thank you so much.
Okay. Take care.
Great,
God bless.
Great spring day. Bye now.
Bye.
Right.
Okay. Area code 404. What is your name, please?
Hey, my name is Ashia.
Ashia, did you say?
Yes, sir. Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's a lovely name.
It's quite different. Yeah.
Yes. What can Ada Marie do to help you, Ashia?
Okay, I was dating this guy in Pisces, March 19, 1982, and we were talking
just a minute,
about
Ashia. Are you on speakerphone?
She's on something.
No,
I can't.
Sir.
You're not. Okay, because it's I'll pay close attention, Ada Marie, and
okay.
I'll let you know what she's saying.
Okay.
Hard to understand you, Ashia. I don't know if it's the phone you're on or what it is, but we'll try to figure out what you're saying. Go ahead.
Okay. Sorry about that. Could you hear me?
Yeah, much better.
Okay. I was dating this guy. I just want to know, do you see like a reconnection? Do you miss me? Like when will you guys? His birthday is March 19th, 1982.
Oh, boy, you're cutting in and out. You've been seeing this guy since 1982, is that correct?
No, that's his birthday, March 19th.
Oh, his birthday. What's the rest of his birthday?
March 19th, 1982.
March 19th. And what do you want to know about him?
Do you see a reconnection? Like, do you miss me? When will we reconnect?
Okay, you want to know if Ada Marie sees you reconnecting with him?
No.
Yes.
She says no.
Oh. No.
It came very quickly.
Uh-huh. Oh, wow. Does she see why not? Like.
You want to know why? Is that what you're asking?
Uh-huh. Yeah, does she see why not?
She wonders why that is the case, Ada Marie.
I don't know why it is, but it's for your best good. I know that because something good is coming to you within the next 6 weeks. Very good.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, I have an interview tomorrow, and I have a 911 operator interview for DeKalb County. Did you see me getting any one of those?
What?
Okay, you have an interview tomorrow, and what's the rest of the question?
And I have another interview in June for 911 operator. Did she see me getting
okay.
one of those?
She has an interview tomorrow.
Right.
She has another interview in June to be a 911 operator, and she's wondering if you see her getting either of those jobs.
The 911, yes.
911? Okay. Because
yes.
I was kind of worried about the typing. I didn't know if I was going to pass the typing.
You were worried if you were going to pass what?
The typing test.
Oh, the typing? Why don't you take
yes,
a typing class in the meantime to beef up your skills?
Yeah, I've been practicing
That's a good plan.
Online. Yeah, I've been practicing online. With,
oh, good.
Typing.
Great.
That's wonderful.
Yeah, she's been practicing.
Yeah, that's a good thing.
Well, Ada Marie sees you getting the job, Ashia.
Yeah,
okay,
I do.
Like, because I got a job for juvenile, but my doctor wouldn't sign off on it for me to work there, so I couldn't work there.
She had a job lined up, but her doctor wouldn't sign off. I'm not sure what that's about. Is he going to sign off for you on this 911 job?
Mm-hmm. I don't know. Do I need him to sign off on it?
Yeah, it's hard to understand you. I didn't catch that.
No, I didn't either.
Oh, I'm sorry. I don't know if I need him to sign off on a 911, but he didn't sign off on a correctional job for me.
Oh, okay. Well, why is that?
Because I had heart surgery, and he said that it might be a dangerous job or something.
Oh, okay. Well, she was offered a job at a correctional facility, Ada Marie.
Yeah.
But her doctor would not sign off for her taking the job because he thought it would pose a risk to her health since she'd had heart surgery. Yeah.
Right, it would. She doesn't need to be there.
Yeah, a lot of stress.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Do the guy miss me? Like, do he think about me? I'm going to ask about.
Can't understand you. Try again.
Oh, the guy, the Pisces that I asked about, do he think about me? Like, do he miss me?
Oh, she wonders if the person you said was not for her thinks about her.
I'm sure, but not often.
Okay.
I mean,
okay.
He's not really a good, he doesn't have a really good attitude about women, so you're better off without him.
Oh, wow. Okay, because I didn't notice that. Okay. So, the new guy, what zodiac sign would he be?
You have a new guy lined up? Is that what you're saying?
No. Oh, no.
Oh,
I mean,
you're wondering.
No, you'll find a new one.
What zodiac sign would you be? Like the zodiac sign.
Oh.
The sign. Like the zodiac sign. What zodiac sign would you be?
Okay, well, this will be the last question.
Okay.
She's wondering if... What zodiac sign will a new person be for her?
I have no idea. I couldn't answer that at all. I have no way of knowing.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Okay. We're going to have to move on. We've got some other callers, but best wishes to you with the 911 job and with your typing.
Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you so much.
Absolutely.
Thank you for taking my call.
Okay.
Okay.
Boy, we were lucky we could figure out anything because of her voice. The phone line was distorted.
Very distorted.
Yeah. Okay, we're coming to area code 412, and you're live. What is your name, please?
Hi, Jessica.
Jessica, thank God we understand you. What's your question?
I'm going through horrifically the world's worst divorce and custody battle, and I'm just done. I'm done with whatever past life contract I have with him. He is hell-bent on decimating me. How do I get it to stop? How do I get him to stop with, like, I've been telling the universe this week, enough, I'm done. Cancel the contract, I'm done. But how do I get it to stop? And what is the reason why it is so bad?
What is he doing?
He's financially decimated me, taken my kids away from me. He is doing everything he can to literally bury me alive.
And all
I've been is an amazing mother.
Yes, you've been through hell and back.
She's wondering what she can do to stop this.
I just also want to know. I just want to know also what is the past life contract or whatever that he is so hell bent on destroying me.
That would take it would take some time for me to get through that with you, but we couldn't do it on the show. You'd have to call. But what you need to know is that you need to run, not walk, out of the area and stay away where they cannot contact you or know anything about you.
Well, there's her children involved. That's the thing. He's got...
I know, but they're his children too, aren't they?
Yeah. Well, why do you
say
you need to run away from the area for a while?
Well, if you leave the area and stay totally out of the way, the time will come when the kid will come back to you. In fact, that happened on another show, and after 4 years, I think it was, they finally found her, and they had to find her because they couldn't find her. They found her, and her family had gone to great lengths to do whatever they had to do. And she got her children back, and he disappeared. He was out of their life.
Let me ask you
so
this question.
I don't know all
people.
The particulars. All I know is that, yes, they will come back to you after a certain period of time.
Well, I've had a couple people suggest to me go to find, like, a 30-day meditation retreat And by the time I get back, he'll be handing me the kids.
I think you're right.
You're right. And then one other question I have for you is, if I do this or when I come back, whether I do it or whatever, I have to move, and my living situation is very bad. I currently live with my elderly mother, but I can't continue this. So do you see when I come back if I'll be living with her or not living with her?
Well, you have to make arrangements to move from her.
Right.
And you haven't even done that.
No, because up until last Thursday, I didn't know what was going on with my custody agreement. But now that I'm making plans for my future, when I come back, do you see me living with her or not?
No. No, you'll be living with your children.
Okay. Do you see anything
okay.
else that I'm not asking? Is there anything else that I'm not asking?
Well,
you?
A number of things, but you'd have to call. One thing I want you to know is that you can sit down with a pencil and paper and rewrite your future. Just write it out the way you want it to be and read it and read it and rewrite it until it's exactly what you want. And I will tell you, your world will turn around real quick within 30 days.
Oh, you do think so?
And that's what you should do. You should sit down at the table with a pencil and paper and a notebook and start writing. And not negative. You're going to write positive energy statements. Okay?
Thank you so very much.
Did you get her phone number, Justin?
Yeah, I have it on my phone because I saved the show.
Oh, okay,
and it
very
saved
good.
My contact. Thank you so very much.
You're very welcome, honey. And I'm zapping you with some help here.
Oh, please, God, I'll take it. I'll take all the help I can get.
That's right. And you have a chat with God about every 2 hours. It'll help a lot.
Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Best wishes to you, Jessica. Thanks for calling.
Thanks.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Sounds like she's in a tough situation. I'm just waiting for the phone line to work here.
Okay.
Okay, it's being persnickety. Jessica, you're going to be in limbo land for just a minute. Oh, boy, I can't figure out what's going on here.
Is it not working?
It's not working. What I'm trying to do is to disengage from Jessica, who, of course, can still continue to listen, so that I can move on to the next caller. Error code 617, you're going to be next, but I'm having some technical difficulties here. So in the meantime, is there anything else you'd like to say about coincidences, Ada Marie?
That I think they're usually happy, and I think that they're good because it gives people a chance to realize that things can happen without them knowing about it.
Uh-huh.
And that a lot of people think they control everything, but they don't really control anything. And coincidences are one of those things that they don't control.
Right.
Nobody.
Right. Yeah, about the only thing we can control is our own behavior.
That's correct.
Mm-hmm.
Their thought process and their behavior.
Yeah.
You can control your thought process.
Well, that is okay. Well, now we lost two callers, dropped off just like that. Maybe they'll call back.
Okay.
That's a very good point. We can control our thought process. Let's talk a little bit about that and how we can get that under control, because a lot of people don't seem to get it.
Okay. But if you sit down and say, I am very, very healthy, very, very wise, very, very happy, and my concern is that I turn my life around, and at the end of 30 days, my life is taking on a much happier, stronger, healthier pattern. Write it out. Write it out. Whatever you write, be careful what you write because it'll come to pass. In fact, one lady who called me a week or two ago was 92 years old, and she was laughing and laughing and laughing, and she said, I've been watching and listening to your show, and you say that everything that you have written down will come to pass. And she said, I'm 92 years old, and it came to pass yesterday. I said, well, what came to pass? She said, I won a lottery.
Oh, boy.
$1 million.
Oh, wow.
And I'm 92 years old. Now, how long do I get to keep it? I said, until you're 110.
Oh, there you go.
And she started laughing. I said, don't laugh at me. You asked for it.
Uh-huh.
Somewhere along the line, you must have used that 110 years old someplace because I'm seeing it in your head.
Wow.
And she said, well, I actually did do that when I first started.
Oh.
So we'll see what happens with her.
Yeah. Well,
that was very, very interesting, and I had to laugh because I said, that was the number I saw in your head, 110.
Hmm.
And it was really funny because she had to laugh at me. She said, you know, you really are what you say you are. I said, I don't say I'm anything. I just do the best job I can.
No, that's all any of us can do.
Yeah.
Unfortunately,
it was interesting.
Yeah, really.
Yeah.
I was just going to say, unfortunately, something has happened with the studio. All the callers have disappeared. I don't understand what's going on. We are still live.
Yeah.
But talk about coincidences. Everybody disappeared at once. So I think there is some problem going on.
Right.
Irregardless, we can talk about the topic, or we can go on to another topic, or we can call it a day. That's entirely up to you.
Well, I don't know how much time we even have left.
We have 2 minutes and 44 seconds left. How do you like that?
Well, I guess we'll go to the end of the day.
All right. Okay.
It's good to be able to tell people we appreciate them and we're happy to hear from them. And we hope that they're all healthy and happy, working and having a wonderful life just because they're worth it.
Well, now that's a good topic right there. Steps to achieving a wonderful life. And I think you've already covered some of that in your suggestions to the callers, namely writing things out.
They need to write it out. We all need to write it out. In fact, probably writing it out would take away a lot of the nervous tension. It would take away a lot of the fear. It would take away a lot of the nonsense, and it wouldn't be many months until you were absolutely on top of everything. Because that's what works. When people call me, I say, okay, this is your first lesson. If you don't do the first one, don't call me for another one.
Mm-hmm.
And this is what you're going to do. You're going to sit down, you're going to write on a tablet, on a piece of paper, and you're going to write about what you feel and why you feel and how you feel in a positive manner. It's all going to be positive.
Now you,
well, I don't feel positive. I said, that's why you're going to write it in a positive way.
Right. And what do you do after you write it out? What are the steps? I mean, I'm
the first step is the first group of papers you write, you do not read. They are not to be read.
Okay.
The first ones are full of a lot of stuff that you don't want to keep. So you're not going to read the first papers. Then you're going to wait a week or two because then your thinking has already started changing, or 3 weeks, and you're going to write the kind of person you want to be. That's the next group of letters. Not what you are, but what you want to be. What the new you is like.
Oh.
That's the second half of the thing.
Okay.
And when you get done with that and you've read it over and you like everything on it, then we'll talk again and I'll give you a different assignment.
Oh.
So that's the way it works. It's, there's four things that you're going to do, and you already did one. You wrote everything you know about yourself and what you don't like, and all the negativity has been gone because it left with that first batch of letter writing. The second one was how you're going to change and the things you're going to learn and do and how you're going to feel and all that good stuff. And you're going to rewrite that until it's very positive, the kind of person you really want to be.
That's great. Great advice. I like it.
So that's where you are. Those are the first two. And after that, we'll take the other two. And you'll be so happy that you got to know yourself as a real person, a wonderful, kind, loving, insightful, intelligent individual. That's what you're going to find out about yourself.
I like it.
Good.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, what else shall we talk about?
Well, have we got time left?
We do have some time left if you want to talk some more.
Well, whatever. Ask a question. I'll see if I can answer it.
Okay. Well, I'll tell you what. I think it would be good to talk a little bit about your background and how you became trained in intuitive sight, and how somebody else can be...
I do train people in their intuitive sight,
mm-hmm.
but I was trained by my grandmother. Both of my grandmothers, one was from England and one was from Norway, and both of them had a lot of sight, and they taught me how to be silent so I could see. Now, the secret of having sight is to learn to be silent and have no thought in your head. When your head is empty, you know, they'll say you're an airhead. Okay, but in that air comes the wisdom of the ages. So, again, you know, I taught those classes for years in California. My goodness, people are heads of companies today that came to those things and worked to get to where they are, and they're thrilled to death. So... It's a matter of deciding what you want to do and what you want to be and how much you want to give to the world. That's it.
Sounds fairly simple, but not easy.
It is simple, but it is not easy. And you have to watch and guard your thoughts. Guard your thoughts as if you were guarding your household. Because those thoughts are things, and they become real things. And if the thought is not a positive thought, you're going to have a negative energy in thought.
That's what you mean by guarding your thoughts to make sure that they're positive? Is that
right?
Okay.
That's what I'm telling you. Yes.
Okay. All right.
I'm thinking seriously this summer, maybe in late July or something, or between July and August, setting up a seminar so that people can come and spend a weekend and get all this paperwork and information. I think it would be fun to have a group and have them share with each other what they've learned from listening to my shows. I think it would be wonderful.
I do too, yeah. That
so I got to find the dates that I can use.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So I'll let you know when I come up with something, and then you can tell me if we're on the right track. Maybe we should do a different kind of a date, you know.
All right. Well, that sounds like a good place to stop for the day.
Yeah, and it is a good place, and I want everybody to have a wonderful, wonderful evening and week.
Sounds good. You
week,
too.
Right.
All right. You take good care.
And you too.
All right.
Nothing better than taking care of yourself so you can help somebody else.
That's right. You need to take care of number one first.
Right.
Okay.
Okay. Have a wonderful day and a wonderful week.
You too.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.